Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Death of two men last Friday and subsequent fire currently ruled a murder-suicide. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office, Lead Investigator Sergeant Dan Mall, and Campbell County Coroner issued the following statement yesterday afternoon. Friday, May 19th at approximately 11:06 a.m., Campbell County Sheriff's deputies, fire, and EMS personnel responded to 1500 Midland Road in Campbell County, Wyoming. The response was in reference to a fifth-wheel camper that was on fire. At the time of the call, it was unknown if there were any occupants inside. Upon arrival, deputies located one person on the ground outside the trailer and eventually found a second individual inside the camper. Both individuals were deceased. After the scene was secured, the fire was extinguished and made safe. A preliminary investigation did identify two men deceased, one inside and one outside the camper. The initial indication was that a crime had been committed. Search warrants were obtained and the Wyoming State Crime Lab out of Cheyenne was called to assist with the investigation. Both parties have been identified. The men did know each other and had a landlord-tenant and employer-employee relationship. While the sheriff's office believes a crime has been committed, there is no cause for community concern and no other members of the community were ever at risk. Both deceased men were transported to Rapid City, South Dakota, and autopsies were performed to find official cause of death. Sergeant Dan Mall said that the case is still open, pending results from, quote, pathology, the Wyoming State Fire Investigators, and the Wyoming State Crime Lab reports. They will release their findings as to the cause of the fire and the possible motive for the incident when the investigation is complete. As of Monday afternoon, the incident has been ruled a homicide-suicide. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said the suspect, a 57-year-old man, has been identified as Patrick M. Mahoney, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Wallum said the victim has been identified as 60-year-old Stephen E. Haig. Haig suffered a bullet wound that entered his upper left shoulder, traveling downward and damaging his aorta, causing sudden death. There was no evidence the victim was armed with a weapon at the time of the shooting. The exact time of the shooting has not yet been released. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.